Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anna's going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites. From East Clarendon.
Where's that?
T County.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it's in your county. Is it? Or closer
it's
to
Geauga
your...
Geauga County.
Closer to you.
So, like, close to Chesterland or no? Or am I wrong on that?
Pass Chardon.
Oh.
I bet it's never been the star city today.
It definitely hasn't because I've never heard of it. I'll have to add it.
East Clarendon is known for what?
Well, not very much. I have Amish neighbors.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So they're known for fry pies. They're known
probably
for
a nice banana bread of some sort.
Our Aldi's and Walmart have Amish buggy parking lots.
They do?
Oh, okay.
They do.
Oh, look at that.
And I'm only 20 minutes from Menor.
20 minutes? See, right
just
there?
Like everything else.
Absolutely.
Just like everything else.
This
would
phone
you look
call's
at that? Not even
better
close to Dover.
And better.
Buggy parking. You have buggy parking.
Buggy parking for them curly fries. All right, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room, Anna. Good luck.
Thank you.
20 minutes. All right,
maybe a little more.
Maybe a little bit. I have to look where that's at. Okay, so we're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen's out of the room. Producer Stevie, stay in with me. She'll keep track of the score. We are rooting for you. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. Let's begin with question number 1. A really sad news yesterday is the founder of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, passed away. He was 82 years old. Which U.S. state are the Beach Boys most associated with?
California.
All right. Question number 2. Britney Spears publicly criticized her exes. It's a now-deleted Instagram post, quite often, calling them cruel humans, continuing on, and I quote, "And I realize I love their dogs more than them anyway," end quote. Name either of her two, actually, you can name any of her 3 ex-husbands.
Bradley Cooper.
Let's go with question number 3. Cheez-Its and Wendy's have teamed up for a new snack, Baconator-flavored Cheez-Its. You in on this, producer?
No.
Would you try it?
No. Like I don't like Baconators.
Like a bite of it?
No.
Like, would you lick part of it?
Yeah, that's even worse.
Would you smell it?
Why wouldn't I just eat it?
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm just trying to get you in on a Tasty Tuesday, because you know this is going to be on deck.
It's sold out.
Do you like the term meat its? Because that's what I call...
No!
All right, fine. They'll be available for a limited time. We tried to look at them online. We tried to buy them, and guess what? They are sold out on the website because of the popularity. Stevie! You sure?
Maybe they should have made more.
On a Baconator sandwich, over or under 5 pieces of crispy Applewood smoked bacon. What do you think?
Over.
Question number 4. Sometimes memes take a life on their own. Sources have spoken to TMZ, completely shutting down the idea that Ryan Gosling had ever been considered for the role of the Black Panther. Black Panther was famously played by which actor that passed away in the year 2020?
Oh, I don't even have a guess. I'll go with Bradley Cooper again because I don't know these answers.
Let's go with Bradley Cooper. Question number five. Hey, at least he looks good. Even if it's not the right answer, at least he's a good-looking man. Question number five. Sabrina Carpenter has announced her next album. It's called Man's Best Friend. It's going to be released on August 29th, almost exactly a year after her last album. What was the name of that album, her last album?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to guess Bradley Cooper again. I've been very happy.
Thought about it. But.
That's okay. We're going to see how you did with those five questions. Then we'll bring Jen back into the room and ask her those same five questions and see if you can win a round of Trump Tui. The game continues in 3.5 minutes on Star 102. Continue on with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Anna of East Clarendon, she did her job. She answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, let her know how she did.
Anna got two.
There you go.
Good job, Anna.
Two correct today. This brought to you by Apex Skin. Let's continue on. Now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions. We'll see how she does. We'll begin with question number one. We're going to begin with the founder of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, has passed away. He was 82 years old. Which U.S. state are the Beach Boys most associated with?
California.
Yeah, California. Question number two. Britney Spears publicly criticized her exes in a now deleted post to Instagram, calling them cruel humans. Continuing on, and I quote, "And I realized I love their dogs more than them anyway," end quote. Name either of her, I suppose, three ex-husbands.
Kevin Federline.
There you go. I say I suppose because Jason Alexander is annulled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wrote three ex-husbands. I'm like, well, that was technically annulled. And then Sam Mejgari.
Yeah.
Question number three. Cheez-Its and Wendy's have teamed up for a new snack. Baconator flavored Cheez-Its.
Mmm. Oh, God.
When you're out of the room, Stevie is all in on these. They're
that
available for...
feels false.
Very false.
She said she wouldn't even be in the same room with them, basically.
I
tried.
That.
And she said no.
I don't even want to smell them.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Oh.
They're going to be available for a limited time. I think you mentioned you tried on the website, and they are sold out.
Gone.
On a Baconator sandwich, over or under 5 pieces of crispy Applewood smoked bacon?
Under. Over.
You slapped 6 pieces of that bacon
on
that
really?
Sandwich. 6 pieces.
Feels aggressive.
Mm.
A lot of bacon.
So meaty.
Gross.
Question number four. Sometimes memes take a life of their own. Sources have spoken to TMZ completely shutting down the idea that Ryan Gosling had ever been considered for the role of the Black Panther. Never happened. Famously, the Black Panther role played by which actor that passed away in 2020?
Chadwick Boseman.
That is correct. Question five. Sabrina Carpenter has announced her next album. It has a name, Man's Best Friend. It also has a release date, August 29th, almost exactly a year after her last album. What was the name of that album?
Oh, that was Espresso.
Short and sweet.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Short and sweet. Final totals there, Stevie.
Anna, 2. Jen, 3.
Oh, good battle, Anna. I'm sorry, though.
That's okay.
That's all right. Anna, thank you for listening. We appreciate you playing. But you know what you need to say.
This is Anna, and I did not Trump Tui.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sharon of New Franklin is going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Can't wait to play a round of Trump Tui. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good. Ask Jen to leave the room and we'll start the questions.
Hey, Jen, go ahead and leave the room.
All right, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Sharon.
Thank you.
All right, she's leaving the room. Producer Stevie's staying in with me. She's going to keep track of the score. You know how the game works, but anybody listening for their first time, this is what's going to happen. Jen's in the hallway. She does not listen to. She does not participate in this part of the game. It is just Sharon answering five questions. There is a timer involved. She's going to answer them to the best of her ability. Then we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back into the room, and then we'll reveal how Sharon did, ask Jen the same five questions, and we'll see how they did. If Sharon answers more correctly, she won the game. If Jen answers more correctly, she won the game. If there's a tie, we go to a tiebreaker, and somebody eventually will win this game. All right, here we go. Question number one. We're going to start with Starbucks. They are hiring two global coffee creators. So you're going to get paid to travel the world and post about coffee on social media. Doesn't sound like a bad gig. Mm-hmm. Paid well, too. All right, so which social media platform do you prefer? Do you prefer Instagram or do you prefer Facebook?
I am of the Gen X generation, so I'm a Facebooker.
Let's go with it. Okay, great. Question number two. Cinemark has revealed their popcorn bucket. Every movie popcorn bucket, right?
No, they're getting more intense, too.
They are, yeah. So for the upcoming Superman movie that we're all excited about, this time around, the bucket will feature Superman's dog, Crypto, as he holds a bag of popcorn in his mouth.
I want that one. It looks
cute. Do you want that one?
So cute. Did you see it?
I did see it yesterday.
Very
yeah, cute. It is very, very cute. Our question to you, what color is Superman's dog, Crypto?
I believe he's white.
All right. Question number three. Netflix has released a trailer for their upcoming singing competition, Building the Band. Along with the trailer comes news that Liam Payne will indeed be appearing as a guest judge. Now, Liam's family decided to keep his appearance on the show. What boy band was Liam Payne a part of?
Oh, 1D, One Direction.
Question number four. The founder of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, has passed away. His family posted the news on his social media accounts yesterday. He was 82 years old. Finish this Beach Boy lyric. We'll get there fast, and then we'll take it slow. That's where we want to go, way down in blank.
Kokomo.
Question number five. Jack Black will receive the King of Comedy Award at the 2025 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. Now, this year, the award show will be hosted by Tyla, airing on June 21st at 8 p.m. What Nickelodeon game show involved getting slimed, answering trivia questions, and competing in messy challenges?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You can't do that on television.
All right. We're going to see on question number five. We'll see how many of the five questions you answered correctly. And then we'll let you know. And then we're going to ask Jen those same five questions in 3.5 minutes. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites is brought to you by Apex Skin. So Sharon of New Franklin answered five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui's back into the studio. Producer Stevie, let Sharon know how she did.
Sharon got four.
Whoa, oh, yeah. You're good, Sharon.
Oh, man, Sharon. Four correct. Four out of five, Jen. Four correct today.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, we're going to see how you do. Question number one, we start at Starbucks. They're hiring two global coffee creators. You're getting paid to travel the world and post about coffee on social media. Sounds like a good gig. Which social media platform do you prefer? Is it Instagram or is it Facebook?
It is Instagram.
Okay, let's go with Instagram. Question number two, Cinemark has revealed their popcorn bucket for the upcoming Superman movie. So this time around, the bucket will feature Superman's dog, Crypto.
Cute.
As he holds a bag of popcorn in his mouth.
I need that bucket.
Same.
It's the first one I felt like I need to go get.
What color is Superman's dog, Crypto?
Brown and white?
Oh, no.
Isn't he? What? No?
We said two colors.
Well, isn't he two colors?
Let me look.
What color is he? Is he just like white or something? Or brown? Isn't he like a little...
The answer that I have on my sheet is white. Stevie's doing white. Some research.
Maybe he's just white. Maybe he's just white.
Oh, he is just white. Okay.
I create things in my head sometimes.
No, it's fine. I want to be right if you're right. That's all. I thought he was white, but I was like.
Seems like he has some brown shag on his face.
No.
Yeah, there's a little bit of shag there.
Where? That's
right on his beard.
There's beard. Not a dot of brown on this dog.
feels like there is.
I love it. I love being on the outside looking in because that question.
He's so cute.
Face starts feeling.
He's so cute.
Face starts feeling a little hot there, doesn't it? Yeah. Question number three. Question number three. Maybe a little. Netflix has released a trailer for their upcoming singing competition, Building the Band. Now, along with the trailer comes news that Liam Payne will indeed be appearing as a guest judge. Liam's family decided to keep his appearance on the show. Which boy band was Liam a part of?
One Direction.
Of course, that was One Direction. Question number four. The founder of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, has passed away. His family posted the news to his social media accounts yesterday. He was 82 years old. Finish this Beach Boys lyric. We'll get there fast, and then we'll take it slow. That's where we want to go, way down in blank.
Way down in Kokomo.
That's it. Question number five. Jack Black will receive the King of Comedy Award at the 2025 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh, Jen, you have to get this one, by the way, to tie it up.
Look at her getting in there to give you that knowledge.
Thank you, Stevie. Mm-hmm.
This year, the award show will be hosted by Tyla, airing on June 21st at 8 p.m. What Nickelodeon game show involved getting slimed, answering trivia questions, and competing in messy challenges?
Double Dare.
It was Double Dare.
We should get slime.
I always wanted to be on Double Dare as a kid. I thought that would be so fun.
Like a fun game or to get slimed?
Not to get slimed. Just to do all the fun, like, we had to, like, search through that goo for the flag.
It would be awesome.
To get those flags,
I totally agree.
The obstacle course, it looked fun.
We should do that. We should have slime in the studio.
Nah.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Exactly.
When you lose, you get slimed.
So we're tied at four?
Definitely no.
Sure are.
All right, so we're going to ask a tiebreaker question. Jen's going to write down her question or her answer, excuse me. As you were answering the question, Sharon, the timer is still involved, which Jen loves. We're going to go back to question number five. We're going to go back to Jack Black. I want to know how many followers he has on TikTok.
I don't know.
I will let you know that it is less than 50 million, so at least you have some type of range. How many followers does Jack Black have on TikTok? It's less than 50 million. You need to be closest to the number without going over. Here's your timer.
45,921.
Okay.
26 million.
He has.
Oh. That means.
19 million, which means we have a winner!
Dang it! Good job, Sharon.
I think it's 19.1 million, something like that, but right around that 19 million. Mark, so that means Sharon of New Franklin is the winner of Trump Tui, brought to you by Apex Skin.
Good job, Sharon.
Thank you.
The most specific guess, I believe, ever.
Yeah, it's so specific. And I was like, oh, she went low. I'm going to get this. And not even close.
So the limited edition iTrump 2E t-shirt, that is yours. If you take a shirt selfie, we would love that. A $50 Apex Skin gift card, that is also yours.
Awesome.
Also an Apex Dermatology gift tote stuffed with the Apex Skin Essentials. You're thrown into that grand prize drawing as well. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I am Sharon, and I trump Tui on 102.1.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.